Zuma Radio, the original greatest hits, and Trooper, we're here for a good time. Casino-rama will be rockin' this Saturday night, January 20th, with a double bill, Trooper and Streetheart on stage. That will be fun, and so 1985. This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sam here. Been a slow start to the snow season. We've had storms, but until this week, the temps haven't been cold enough to keep the snow on the ground or on the hills. This is the week when parks in the city will be ready for crazy carpets and GT snow racers and good old-fashioned wooden toboggans. Question is, will sledders be allowed to hit the hills? There is a list of 45 city parks where tobogganing is banned. Why? And how is a tobogganing ban enforced anyway? Lots of people joking on socials that Toronto is the city fun forgot. Our guest is Brad Bradford, city councillor for Beaches East York. Great to have you back on the show, councillor.
Great to be with you, Sam.
So I get it, a tobogganing ban to keep us safe, but can't we make that call as parents and just human beings?
Well, for decades, we had been.
Yeah.
This unilateral closure of 45 hills across the city came as a surprise to me as a local councillor and hundreds of families in my community. This is how folks get cynical on local government. This is Toronto, the no fun city. Mm. And I just think that there were lots of ways we could have mitigated risk, found some compromise, moved liability from the city, made sure that we had taken steps along the way to put some hay bales out there, some signage, some snow fencing, but to just go all or nothing seems like a pretty extreme response that nobody was asking for.
So will there be hay bales at these places? Will there be any kind of barriers? Because you know, as soon as you tell a 12-year-old not to go somewhere, guaranteed, that's the hill they're going to. So where are there any safety precautions in place just in case?
Well, that's what's so stupid about this. I mean, I was actually out there over the weekend taking a stroll through the park. We had my sister-in-law in town. She had her two kids. So my household had four kids under 3 years old this weekend, and we're looking for activities to do.
Yeah.
There were people sledding out there. And, huh. And you know what? Folks from the community had ripped the sign down, as they will, because folks are not going to tolerate, you know, stuff that doesn't make any sense. And the reality is, as you said, people will be tobogganing. They will be taking their kids out. This is a winter city. It's part of the Canadian experience. And folks have been doing this for decades. So,
yeah.
I mean, for the city to just sort of stick its head in the ground and suggest that, oh, we put these signs up, nobody's going to do anything, that's nonsense. And so we should take the steps to make it safer for people, put the hay bales out, put the snow fencing up, and post some signs that say, look, the city's not responsible, use it your own risk.
Yeah, that seems pretty simple. Okay, so misguided bureaucracy.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, this is a solution in search of a problem.
Mm.
And I would just say, like, think of all the other examples. We have skating trails. We have full contact hockey in our ice rinks. We have people out curling. We have staircases in parks that have signs up that say, we're not going to shovel these things, use at your own risk. I don't see why we have to clamp down on tobogganing. This is no fun city. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the same time, they will talk about Toronto as a family-friendly city. How can you be a family-friendly city when you're going after kids who are trying to get out there for the 2 months of the year that we actually have snow on the ground? It's a waste of time, it's a waste of resources, and it's a waste of money.
Okay, so what's your message to families? Because we know how you feel about the city ban, but what do you tell families who say, what are we supposed to do now? We've got two kids, they're going squirrely in the house, I'd love to get them out tobogganing, it's a Canadian rite of passage. What are you saying to parents?
I would say exercise common sense, as most families do. Look, like, there were people in the park this weekend sledding. You know, I'm not telling you that I'm not going to take my daughter out there as we have every other year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a common sense exercise, and, you know, take the precautions. I notice more and more people will have kids, particularly young kids, tobogganing with a helmet on. That's a good option. Maybe don't start all the way at the top of the hill. You'll work your way up to it. And also, you're going to take some spills when you go out and toboggan, but that's kind of part of the fun of it, and that's part of the learning experience. Parents that are not comfortable with that will obviously not take their kids tobogganing, and everybody else can do it in a safe and fun manner. Again, the city can put up all the signs that they want. They can threaten families that they're going to come out and enforce this bylaw. But at the end of the day, this has to be a city for families. We need these sort of outdoor activities. And this is a waste of time and money and energy, and something that is an own goal from the City of Toronto.
Yeah, and just one quick answer from you. What does enforcement look like? What is it, a fine, or what happens? Do the city police come out and ticket a 12-year-old? How does that work?
It would be a bylaw infraction, so it would be a fine. But again, you think of all the financial challenges on the books right now, the idea that we're wasting time and money standing up a toboggan banning program, signage, sending out bylaw officers, it is nonsense. And this is how people get cynical on local government.
Brad Bradford, Toronto City Councillor, Beaches East York. Thank you, Brad.
Thanks very much, Sam. We'll talk to you soon.
Sure. And let's check your drive-in.